The Pixar studios were largely designed by Steve Jobs. People at Pixar will often refer to the building as Steve's movie. And the original plan for the Pixar studios called for three separate buildings, one building for the animators, one building for the computer scientists, one building for everyone else, the writers, directors, editors, and so on. Jobs took one look at this and said, oh, that's a terrible idea. He then insisted that everyone be in the exact same space because he realized the success of Pixar would depend on these cultures learning how to collaborate, getting the engineers and the computer scientists and the animators to work together, to learn from each other, to share knowledge. But Jobs realized it's not enough to just put people in the same building. You have to force them to mix and mingle. So then he carved out this big atrium in the center, and he started putting everything important in the atrium, the lobby. He put the gift store there and the mailboxes there and the coffee shop there and the Luxo Cafe there, and he realized, you know what? Even that's not enough, because you could build people this lovely cafeteria, but the computer scientists would still have lunch with the computer scientists, and so on, that they still wouldn't interact. So that's when he had his big idea, which was that there should be only two bathrooms in the entire Pixar studios, and he put those in the atrium. Because if there's one place everyone has to go every day, it's the bathroom. And even though this was so inconvenient, because it meant you had to walk 10 minutes to pee if you were located on the far side of the office, now you hear again and again at Pixar these stories of the bathroom epiphany, about the great unexpected conversation people had while washing their hands or in the hallway on the way to the bathroom. That, as Jobs once put it, creativity is just connecting things. Well, most of those connections come from other people, which is why I think one of the secrets of Pixar's success is that they are always forcing their employees to interact.